It's going to be a great time tonight. I promise you, this is going to be one of the best. I mean, one of the best. Just get. Let's get together tonight because it's going to be great. I'm just waiting. Yo. Waiting for you. Thank you, everybody. Thank you. Oh, thank you so much. The Lord bless you. Thank you. It's going to be great tonight. We're grateful to the Lord for everything. Let me say this tonight, somebody. I see what I'm saying. Waiting time is not a waste. The Bible says they that wait on the Lord shall renew their strength. It is not a waste. God rewards your time of waiting. Please don't mess up because you are waiting. Please, I beseech you. Don't say, oh, God is late. Let me just go and marry anyhow. Let me just go and use. Your waiting time is not a waste. It is not. Tonight is going to be great. My guest is already in the house. Ah, the testimony is mind-blowing. And I just said to myself, I can't keep this to myself. This lady needs to be interviewed. I need to bring her to navigate with FFA. Ooh, ooh, ooh. Thank you. I'm reading. You know I'm reading. And I'm grateful for all of you. Ghana, this weekend, I'll be in Ghana. Please be a part of what God is about to do in Ghana. Yes, great things will happen. Thank you so much. If you check my Instagram page, you will see the flyer. The last weekend of this month, I'll be in Uganda. Ooh, we're getting ready. Thank you. Don't forget, waiting time, it's not wasted. And please, if God has blessed you with something and somebody else is waiting, don't mock the person. Thank you for coming, first timers. We love you. Please don't mock the person. Please don't mock anybody. You're married is not because you are the best. You have children is not because you are the best. That somebody is single does not mean that they are not good. It does not mean that something is wrong with them. That someone is divorced or separated does not mean that they are the worst of sinners. Not at all. Bad things happen sometimes to good people. Yes. 2 + 2 may not be equal to 4. It does not mean that something is wrong. So please, I beg of you. If somebody is waiting, give them support. Encourage them. Please do. Tonight, hey, you will hear something. Hey, Jesus. There's this lady. Hey. Let me just invite her before I just say. The strange acts of God. Get ready because you're going to hear things tonight. Hear things. So I've invited her. Pastor Chioma. Oh, she's here. Glory. Look at her beautiful face. Good evening. Oh, look at you. Is God not good? God is so good. It's an honor to have you here tonight, precious woman.
Thank you.
You are so beautiful. You are
so beautiful. Amen. Thank you. Thank you.
Hey, my global family, this is Pastor Chioma Ibezi. Did I get it right? I think so.
Yes, mommy.
This woman, this lady right here, hey, is going to blow your mind tonight. When she started sharing her testimony, I said, please, my ears cannot hear this. Let's go and navigate. Let's go. Woo. God bless you. Thank you for doing
Thank you.
And God bless
Thank you.
That woman is such a blessing.
Yes, ma'am. Yes,
ma'am. Right. So before we hit the ground running, Pastor Chioma, who are you? Before you go to your testimony, before you became this popular, before the miracles, before anything, tell us a little about your background, because I always do this so that people will know that, look, this person is coming from somewhere. Who is Chioma?
Thank you, mommy. I don't know whether to kneel down or to jump up or to roll on the floor. It is an honor, a big one. I am very grateful, ma. Thank you, ma. I don't know how to do screenshots, but I'm going to do it. The joy in my heart is overwhelming. I've longed to even touch your dress, to even get to know you. I've watched you, followed you. I am honored. Thank you, mommy. Thank you, ma. My name is Chioma. Good evening, everyone. Good evening, all the women of God, the men of God. I celebrate all of you. Thank you for joining.
There are Muslims here. There are Muslims here.
Yes, ma'am.
So it's a global tribe.
Yes,
ma'am. Welcome.
Yes, ma'am. Celebrate everyone. So my name is Chioma Ibezim, formerly Chioma Nwa, born into a royal family of 7 wives and 40 children.
Ooh.
Yes, 7 wives, 40 children, and I'm the last of my mom and the 10th of my father. When I was 9 years old, I realized that there was a trend in my family where I am born. I had ladies older than me, none was in the university. So I started praying. Every decision, everything happening around me now happened to be a decision I took when I was 9 years old. And I saw my mother weeping that she lost her male children, all of them. And I kept going to encourage her, to tell her that what a man can do, that a woman can do much better. So she shouldn't lose hope that she lost all her male children in an Igbo royal family. So that really affected her. So I made up my mind that I was going to break the status quo. There was nobody in the university. Today, I have 13 certificates. I have a BA in linguistics. I have a postgraduate diploma in education. I have a master's in education. I have a PhD in guidance and counseling. I have a second master's in peace resolution and conflict management. I have a diploma in theology, both from Cornerstone University. I attended Wolfby. I did leadership principles with Harvard, sustainable business strategy with Harvard, organizational leadership with Harvard, and recently completed power for influence and impact with Harvard. And by the time Harvard brought my certificates together, they automatically certified me as a leadership coach in Nigeria. So this girl who was born, and there was no female, there was nobody in the university by the time I entered. I happened to be the first to get into the university, the first to do a wedding, not just to do a wedding. Okay, my elder sister had done wedding before. The first to do everything. I became a pathfinder, a pace setter, the first to have a PhD, the first to travel, the first to everything started with me. My name was not originally Chioma. My name happened to be Nkechi Nyere. Nkechi Nyere means this is the one God has given. So that was what my mother named me. But I love the line. When she realized that There's something about this girl. She said she quickly, so Nkechi is also my name. So she quickly said, she, this girl, the man, her God is good. And so Chioma took over my name. So I'm the last of my mother and the tenth of my father. I'm grew up and desiring to make an impact, but not in ministry. So, but here I am today. God channeled it to the way he wants it. That's the link.
There is a son to you, but I had to just... What?
Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am.
My goodness.
Yes, ma'am.
Ooh, thank you.
Thank you, ma'am.
The heart tonight. I said that God bless NHN. That woman is a blessing. I'm bringing her back. You know? Let me not just talk about her tonight. Let's join us now. Okay. Ah, Jesus. I'm almost speechless. What? Okay. Now, for the next 45 minutes or 50 minutes, you have the floor. And I'm not going to interrupt you at all. Tell us what you want to tell us as the Lord leads you tonight. On your
head. Hey, Jehovah Nissi. Let me even start by the date of today. The fourth month in the fourth day in the fourth month. Four in theology of numbers. One speaks of the triune God. God as God. Two speaks of agreement. Three speaks of resurrection. Four speaks about the fourth man in the fire. Five speaks of grace. Six is talking about the nature of man. Seven means perfection. Eight is new beginning. Nine is completeness. 10 talks about the law, but we are no longer under the law, but we are under grace. 11 talks about the 11th hour miracle. But we are here today on the fourth day in the fourth month because divinity is set to appear in anything that looks like the fiery furnace in the womb of a woman, in her business, in her family, in her career, in her compound, whatever that looks like the fiery furnace. Today is highly symbolic. And what happened at Newi during the Full Gospel Businessmen's Fellowship is about to happen tonight. This is what the Lord told me. In a second, Full Gospel Businessmen Fellowship, that chapter, wanted me to start the year with them. I was done. Glorious meeting. One woman, I didn't know, she happened to be the mother of my host. The woman said, who is this girl? She will step her feet in my house. And so immediately I got to the entrance of the house. The Holy Spirit told me, take off your shoes. I took off my shoes and I entered majestically. The Bible made me to understand that wherever the
of Jesus Christ
started speaking, I started calling those things that be not as though they were. And at the end of the meeting, it was on a Saturday, I went back home. Early hours of the morning, Sunday morning, my host started calling me. He said, Pastor Chioma, come back to my compound. Now, Pastor Chioma, you know where I live. There is a fence, very high level, is in an estate. There is no zoo anywhere. There is no missing lion. There is no missing leopard. I don't know what happened, but something happened. Our get man woke up and started noticing droppings of an animal. He followed the animal to the back of the backyard, and it was a dead lion. Some said lion, some said biggest bush baby ever, some said it was a leopard. But what happened was God told me, mystery of 50 years shall be unveiled in that family. And that day they woke up to see an animal, live but dead.
And I'm going to speak to everybody, wherever you are connecting to, whatever that has been in existence in your father's family, in your own family, that's actually the cause of barrenness, or that is causing one thing or the other to happen and you're not aware. Today, divinity will enter humanity, and what is not working will begin to work in the name of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
My husband came to, it's a long story. My elder sister had a dream. And in that dream, she said a woman was the one who got a place for her to live. And so she went to the woman and she said, I had a dream. And you were the one that got me an accommodation. And the woman said, where will an old woman like me get an accommodation? I don't know, I'm not an agent. My elder sister, heavily pregnant, almost due. She said, that was what I saw. And I know how God speaks to me. So 2 weeks later, a tenant backed out of that compound. So she called my sister and said, quickly, quickly, run to the landlord's son. He's living here. And that was how my sister went to him, and that accommodation was given to her. She said in that dream, it was for a purpose. That the man who was telling her to go and meet this woman to give her that kept telling her it was for a purpose. I was a student in the university. I had extra semester. Let me tell you, every disappointment, according to the word of God, will always, even if the devil meant it for evil, but God has a way of turning it. Please, anywhere you see barrenness, salute him for me. Thank him for coming. Because if he never came, I would not be where I am today. So I keep looking to see when I'm going to see barrenness physically, so that I will say, thank you for coming. Because you're coming, you thought you came for evil, but here I am, God doing wonders in the lives of people. And then the landlord said, the landlord's son gave my sister accommodation. And so I came and went over to see her. That was how this man saw me. And the very first time he saw me, he said, God said you're my wife, even though I don't like you. I don't like you because you don't greet people. What he said, was it true? Yes, it was true. I wasn't greeting men because my mother told us, because you are just three girls, I don't want any of you to get pregnant. The easiest way to get pregnant is when you see a man, you greet him. So if you see a man coming this way, you just take the other way. So I wasn't greeting him, not because I wasn't trained. So God saw through not greeting him, saw attitude, and knew the reason. He said, even though you don't greet me, but God said, you're my wife. I looked at him. Honestly, I didn't also like the shape of his head. That head looked to me like something that was going to go bald one day. And here I am today watching that head. And that is exactly the way the head is. And by the time he said that, you know, he said, go and pray. As I was leaving, he called me back again. He said, doctors said something to me. They said I have low sperm count. And medically, it's so low to father a child, medically. But my God told me that we're going to have children. Will you marry me? Powerful proposal.
Wow.
Powerful proposal. That was how he said that. Will you marry me? After telling me what doctor said. So that day I went home. When I got home, there was a television that was on and one pastor was preaching. And so the man said, if you have a problem, lay your hands on the screen and I'm going to pray for you. I stretched forth my hand and I said, God, you see that man I saw today? I don't want to see him again. And then the preacher on the television echoed, there is a young lady that just stretched forth her hand. This afternoon, a man approached you for marriage. That man is your husband. I responded to the preacher back to sender because you didn't hear the other one that he said to me. And I turned off the television. I cried that night. And the next day was Saturday. On Sunday, I was in church. My archbishop was preaching. And then he said, there's a lady here by my left. And a few days ago, a man asked for your hand in marriage. Let me tell you, you're a global figure. There is something God has put in you that will bless your generation. And through that gift, through that man, that gift will come out. If you lose him, you are finished. That was the one that hit me hard. So he said, if you're the lady, go and let the man to come. I said, okay, if I tell him now, by the way, there was no courtship. He never saw me and said, I like you. I want you to be my girlfriend. There was absolutely nothing like that. I went and told him, and then he came and saw the archbishop. The very first day, my archbishop saw him. He said, God, I thank you for the four children. But he did not know that that was the man that he said, go and call. He hadn't met him before, but that was the word that came out of his mouth. And then he said, can I help you? What do I do for you? He said, sir, you sent for me. He said, I don't know you. And by the time he introduced himself, that was how it started. My father came up with his own problem. My father said, no, she's a princess and she's born in a royal family. You will pay me 1 million naira as bride price. I asked my husband, please, how much do you have? The earlier this man collects what you have, the better. If not, this one God has spoken to me and told me that this is who he is. He doesn't even know who my husband is. He didn't even know his background. He never knew anything. But God had to chase my father in the dream. He was running. A man was pursuing him. He kept running. And that was after we held our hands together and asked God, if you're the one, intervene. My father ran. At a point, he stopped and he said, why are you chasing me? The man said, don't be the one that will stop what God is about to do. I want to use that girl. Her generation needs her. So don't stand on the way. My father woke up and went and told his doctor, Dr. Suji, and said, this is what I saw. Please go and tell that to your friend to come and marry her. And that was the beginning of marriage. So I already knew there was an issue of low sperm count. I knew what the doctor said. So I said yes. Number one, he told me the truth. Number two, I know that doctors don't have the final say. Doctors forgot scissors in my mother's womb. They forgot scissors and some of the things they use for surgery in my mother's womb, and they stitched up. And after 2 months, my mother started decaying. The liver decayed. The kidney decay, intestine decay. My mother was a moving shadow. She was about giving up. And the doctors called my father. My father prized casket and paid and was waiting so that anytime this woman drops dead, they will just bury her. So they told my father, if this woman does not die in 1 month, know that the medicine and surgery we went to Egypt to study was a waste of time. Everything in her system is gone. My mother did not die until 40 years after. Rabamegede. So I know that doctors don't have the final say. I know it doesn't. Oh, they tell us the truth. We need them to keep our health healthy. I know. But when the result of what they have seen, when it's not what I want, I refuse it. So I held on to God. We got married. So by the time we got married, I already knew. So there was nothing like, why would I waste my time now? I needed, God already has given me a waiting period. A lot of people do not know how waiting period is. That's the most priceless period. That's the period. I have written 9 books. Two of them, I wrote them in my waiting. I shared my testimony in a book when I was waiting. The mirror had my testimony. I would wake up and I would take wrapper, pile on my tummy, and I would cook as a pregnant woman in my kitchen. I would go to the bathroom as a pregnant woman in my kitchen. If the wrapper drops, I will begin to rebuke the demon of miscarriage. I will take the wrapper again, put it here. I was calling myself what the enemy didn't want me to call myself. Calling those things that be not as though they were. Rabbas, in this meeting tonight, there are about 3 of you. Whatever they say is fibroid. Because I see that movement in your womb. Just wear it. Rabbas, wait and see divinity. Crush it to pieces. You will wake up and see that that thing has passed away. About 3 of you. This is what the Lord is showing me tonight. And you will see that thing not there anymore. See, every hindrance on your way, I carry the mandate of fruitfulness. It's given to me. I didn't ask for it. I didn't desire it. I didn't tell God. I was going to school. You could see I wanted to go to school. I wanted to be somebody. You know, I didn't know God was going to channel it here. Now we got married. By the time we got married, I settled down. Knowledge time is here. I needed to put something here. I'm not going to say amen in vain. I won't say, if I don't know God for myself, how will the amen I say outside be sustained? If I don't have a one-on-one one with divinity. How will the amen, I say, be sustained? So I sat down and I started. The first book I wrote was my testimony. Why I was still childless, why the result was coming out 90% dead, 95% dead, 5% sluggish, 5 active. Why the result was coming? I was sharing my testimony in a book, and I called it In His Time, He Makes All Things Beautiful. I started gathering knowledge. I was feeding myself. My husband kept buying Pastor Faith Oyedepo's book. Every book, he's a professor, he's an associate professor of law, so, and a law lecturer. So if you come to our house, you will see rules everywhere. And then he's a reverend. You will see Christian rules. I would be stupid if I didn't sit down and begin to get knowledge. Empowerment is not money in my pocket. Empowerment is not giving me rights. Empowerment is renewal of the mind. Empowerment is telling myself, when Jesus came and he was shouting, repent, repent. What do you think everybody he was saying? Change the way you think. Change the way you reason. It's not that way. Go this way and there's going to be life. So I started getting energy, information, knowledge. People thought, my mother came one day and he said to me, Chioma, I think there's a manipulation. When you're not pregnant, you cry. You've been married for a year. You've been married for 2 years. I don't see tears in my heart. I said, this woman does not understand. Even though she gave birth to me, she can be my mother, but we are not grace made. I've learned something from God and I'm running with it. She didn't understand where I was operating from. Then, when my bishop's wife sits down and she stands and she leaves the office, I would go and sit down on that her chair. If she were not barren, I will not be barren. But if you go to the register of our church in 2000 when I got married, you will see my son's name there as a title. You will see his offering. You will see his seed faith. In 2000, when I got married in my early 20s, my son is 16 years. This is going to be my 23 years in marriage. Everything, offering, seed, if I'm coming, I come for him. Anyone they call, I refuse to take the doctor's report. I didn't allow it to enter. I started renewing my mind. Now, in 1999, before I got married, I had a dream. In that dream, I was going to fetch water with a bucket, and I was on the line. When it got to my turn, the water was coming out from a tiny rock. You could see a hole, but it was rocky. And then the tiny hole, water was just gushing out. Immediately the rock saw me. I noticed that it was like it had eyes, and I heard a bomb blast, boom, and then it dug a big hole. Children, they were like, somebody was pumping them behind the rock. They were pumping out in millions. I stood in the center. I couldn't count them. You could see, hey. Oh, of course, he took my shot, my bucket away. I didn't make anything out of it. I didn't understand it. And then the next year, a man asked me for marriage, and there was an issue. I said, God, these two things don't look together. They don't look alike. You showed me children, and now there's a story or something. What are you telling me? I didn't understand it. I couldn't tell anybody until 2007 when our archbishop came for exchange of pulpits. He was praying. When he got to my turn, he said, remember the dream the Lord showed you in 1999. I fell under the anointing. I've been waiting to hear the interpretation. I've been waiting for God to tell me what that means. He said, come, see your hands. You carry children here. Right here, I will release you. Go and be a blessing to you. Yes, you're the wife of the pastor of the church that I founded, but I'm going to let you go. Go and be a blessing. You carry children. See it now. See it. And he said, get me the talking cup. God speaks to him. You know, when God is speaking to him in a scripture, he'll be writing it. He can have at least 20 of them. So whenever he wants to pray for you, he will tell you to just pick one. When I picked, he said, he that has called you is faithful, and only him will do it. He said, get ready. Come and go to Bible school. Go to school of ministry. I will ordain you. Go and be a blessing to your world. After my Bible school, I came out. I said, God, this thing you're saying, if it is true, let me try these 10 women. 10 of them conceived. I started to 10 of them. All of them became pregnant. And then I wrote a book, I'm preparing for conception with their testimonies. All the people who read the book became pregnant. They touch my dress, they conceive. They eat my food, they conceive. They come and do errand for me, they conceive. I'm going to share testimonies by the time I'm done. And I realize that this is just fertility on the move. This is divinity on the move, using this mortal body. And so I make myself available. And so that if you give your time to God, God is ready to use you. And make. And then instead of using my experiences, everything I was going through, we encountered Dr. Mobile in 2002, and with the seed faith of 50,000, when we got to him, and then he saw me, he said, praying for you is cutting your destiny short. Praying for you now to have a child is cutting your destiny short. It's a test. Go and pass it. When you pass it, children will come. When they come, the world will hear you. So drop the seed faith over there and then call me the next person. No prayer. He didn't pray. He didn't say a word. All he said was go and continue. It's a journey. Most times, God allows this waiting to happen because he wants us to be collected. He wants to hide us. He wants to incubate. There is something. He wants us to, you know, look into our dreams and see where he's taking us. It does not mean God didn't hear. It does not mean God has forgotten. It does not mean God has forsaken you. Neither does it mean that village people have more power than God. Because the more you pray, the more the problem is still there. It's as if God didn't hear the Israelites. Meanwhile, when they cried, God raised Moses. He didn't raise Moses as an old man. He raised him from birth. That's why the Bible records that that's one of the greatest men in the Bible. Because we saw the marriage of the parents. We saw when he was conceived. We saw how God raised him. So while they were crying, God was nurturing Moses. While they were screaming, God, most times we don't even know that a miracle is very close to us. We don't even know that God has made that thing available. And so he said, go and complete the test. It's a test. So praying for you now to have a child is cutting your destiny. Little wonder sometimes women have children and die. Hey, you see them. Because most of the times, what you don't know is bigger than you. He said, don't be in a hurry. Just go and complete the test. I went back again and I started studying. Most of the messages I preached today, they were messages I prepared in my waiting room, not knowing that I'm going to use it today to be a blessing to people. I started waiting. And so one day, the Holy Ghost came into my house. He sat down on a couch. I felt his presence. He sat down. He said to me, write. And my words were written down on a book, printed on a rock. He showed me in the book of Job. So that's why any book I write, whether they have grammatical errors or there is a mistake, a professor was holding one, lost direction, bounced back. Right there. He started calling me. I said, sir, just go to the room, sleep with your wife. And I see that 9 years of barrenness being shattered. The baby girl arrived in America the next year. So I saw that this is what God wanted me. I resisted it, though. I didn't want to be a pastor. That was what my husband kept telling me. He said, honey, if only you know who you are. God told me that he would give me the Catherine Kuhlman of our generation. That's what he told me. That's why I'm not on your way. So this thing you're saying you need a job, you don't understand. When you see a job, you will not even want to. Honey, settle down with this. I said, God, I've made a mistake. I've married the wrong person. Who would want his wife to go and be a pastor? Why would he want me to be a pastor? But today, this is where I am. So the journey of waiting continued. And so one day the Holy Ghost came and he told me, you're going to be here for 5 years, okay? I just want you to understand that it is a journey of 5 years. I will come back to you 5 years after. I got married 2nd September 2005. The journey of barrenness came to a halt. Did the sperm count increase? No. Why is it that when people have low sperm count, they are crying? You don't even need a full sperm. The lower, the better. What you need, whenever there is a release, 19 billion sperms are released into the body, and a race of survivor begins. They will keep dying, and they will keep dying, and they will keep dying until one, and that one is me. So if I ran a race of survivor when I was nothing, I didn't have eyes, nobody could even see me, they couldn't touch me, how much much more now that I have the Holy Ghost in me. So I held on to, what do I need full sperm for? I don't need it. I don't even need the excess fat. So let that one. His name is Samuel. And then we started speaking. Yes, I'll come back to you, okay? So get busy. I was in the choir. Pastor's wife, I was at the time, I was the only person in the choir. I was using my car to do errands for God. I was into evangelism. I would be the one that would cook. I didn't have children. So there was no reason why they would hire a caterer. Single-handedly cook a bag of rice, and I'll package it in cooler, still appear in church before every other person. And I was available. If you call me here, I'm available. Because I saw in scripture, when you serve me, I saw almost seven promises. I'll bless your bread and your water. I'll take infirmities away from you. You will not be barren. You will not miscarry. The number of your days, I shall fulfill. I said in one scripture, Father, take me. I make myself available. A lot of times, people don't know that what they are looking for is coded in service. If you are truly in service, you will not even notice that 1 year has gone, 2 years has gone. I didn't notice that. People were pitying me. My mother was crying. They were wondering that God loved them more than me, but they didn't see what I was seeing. I remember I saw Hannah who went to Shiloh, and when she went to Shiloh, because of what Penina did to her, Hannah realized that the earlier I stopped crying, the better for me. So she went and appeared at Shiloh and knelt down. And right in Shiloh, she went up. She wasn't there. Because she started speaking a language Eli didn't teach. Whispering prayer. It was like a sign of speaking in tongues. Only her mouth moved. Nobody heard her voice. And so everybody was confused. And I want to believe that she encountered divinity. I want to believe that they asked her, what could make a woman who was praying to make a vow? And say, I think there was a contention. I think they were saying, no, I'm not, it's okay. Eli has disappointed us. In every dispensation, God needs a prophet, he needs a judge, and he needs a priest. Who knows? That was why he gave two sons to Eli. Eli was the priest. Apparently, one was supposed to be the prophet, and the other one the judge. But what happened? It was as if Eli failed. One woman filled the gap immediately. She said, sir, angels, I have a question. Please, I want to ask you for a favor. Since you said they have failed, can you sum them up and give it to me as one? And I promise you that I'm going to return him back, not as one child, but as a child, as a prophet, as a judge, and as a priest. And I want to believe the angel said, take. So she appeared back again in Shiloh. That was when Eli saw her and said, you're drunk. He never knew that where this woman was coming from. We don't get angry. We don't react when people talk to us. They can drag it. We don't comment. We leave them and we keep shining. We keep moving because there's a connection from above. And so Eli didn't know. And so that woman was not angry. Today, a pastor will say, what member will leave church because she said he got me angry. I didn't like the way he talked to me. I saw it in Hannah and I started following suit. It was a journey. I stood in. I know several. There are one or two things. Maybe I'll say it in a gathering, but not really here, because there are things that people would look at and they'll begin to wonder. I held on to my faith. I refused to give up. My mother will ask me, is there anything the problem? I said, nothing. We're fine. Then my husband came and said, if you know you're pregnant, come. We both left the house. He knew I had just finished my period. And then he came to church. You're talking to somebody that has been eating the word. The word was made flesh. And all of a sudden, you went to church and you said, God told you to start praying for pregnant women. And he said, if you know you're pregnant, come. I came. He looked at me. I looked back at him, kept quiet. He prayed for us January and we left. After 3 weeks, my own period came. The next month, he's pregnant, come. The third month come, the fourth month come, the fifth month come. After the fifth month, one of our members, Sister Homa, she stopped me. I call them democracy, government of the people, by the people, and for the people. My relationship with God is not a democracy. It is between you, me, and God. So it doesn't matter what people say, whether they will look at me, because it's always what people will say, how they will say. So she asked me, Mommy, because don't be angry. This thing they say when you're pregnant, come, you come. Are you really pregnant or is it by faith? And I asked her, because obviously her own stomach was already out. And I asked her, Sister Homa, this your tummy that is big, are you really pregnant or is it by faith? She said, mommy, I'm pregnant now. I've gone for scan. Scan said it's a baby girl. I said, this can't tell you the color of the baby. This can't tell you what baby will do when he's 8 months. This can't tell you how the baby will. This can't tell you the height of the baby. She was stunned. I said, you did the limited scan. I did the unlimited. And every question I asked you, my God in heaven had already revealed to me. She wanted to stop me. The 6 months, I still came. I wasn't doing exercise. My tummy started getting inner and inner. Maybe it would have had mercy and protrude a little so that they would look at the size. But it was going. It didn't stop me from, because even the physical and the elements also hear the word of God. They can also twist it for you if you don't hold God firmly. I came and I came. I was coming and they started giving birth. One of them, Sister Julie, we were carrying her child in the month of September. It was as if it will come. It was as if it will not come. I hurried and prayed for the baby and went back home. Check, I didn't see anything. But a month to that time, I have told my husband, a prophet and prophetess missus came to me and told me, your husband is the first son and your father-in-law has this mini estate and all. And why don't you try another man? My husband came and I told him, he said, honey, so when I told my husband, I said, honey, to stop all of this now, I want to adopt a baby. He turned to me and said, honey, my first child is my biological child. When we adopt, is our child. But there is something the first one will do in your life. So don't talk about it again. I'm not against adoption. In fact, if I have four, I will adopt two. I will adopt three. So it's not that there is anything wrong, but there is something about this one that is coming. In the morning, one man I call my guardian angel came to our house and he said, Mommy Basim, where are you? I am here because of you. I had a dream in the night. I came to your house. You were still inside. I was looking at a very big glossy calendar. Women and men who were outstanding, their pictures were there, celebrated all over the world. Your picture was supposed to be there, but I didn't see you. And as I was looking at the glossy calendar, I saw you come out of the room carrying a baby girl. And I told you, if only you had waited, your name would have been among these women that are celebrated all over the world. My husband said, honey, tell him what I told you yesterday. He said, no, don't worry. There is an agenda for your waiting. There is a reason, so hold on. And before I knew it, I became pregnant for Samuel. And it is the of Samuel that announced this. I saw Bishop Oyedepo. I went to buy something. I didn't know what I went to buy in the dream. And I went to the first shop. They didn't have it. The second shop, they didn't have it. The third one, then Bishop Oyedepo came out from his own shop and took me by hand and entered his own shop. If you look this way, everything in this world was in that shop. Everything you could want. Then he gave me one egg. He said, eat it, and it will solve every problem you need in life. Okay, I woke up. 2 weeks after, I heard he was coming to Aba, and I went and bought one egg. Mistake I made was buying one. I would have bought five. I would have bought 10, and I would break record as the first woman to give birth to 10 children at the same time. I took that one egg as he was prophesying. I wasn't inside, I was outside. I lifted it up. Every prayer by faith, I put it in the egg. I ate it. And then he said, I see some of you in 3 months, you become pregnant. And that was what happened. Exactly 5 years after, September 2005, journey of barrenness ended. And I became pregnant. Why I was pregnant, I don't know what sickness is. I don't know what it means to I don't know what it means to cry and wail because I want to give birth. Because at 5 months, my baby kicked because there was a noise. I said, oh, so you hear from today. There's going to come a day when all you keep hearing is push. Once you hear it, you push yourself and come out. Don't give me strength. My, he heard me. And that was what happened. Today, 2 years after, I saw those babies that were born while I was coming out. I said, Jesus is alive. Why is my son bigger? The Holy Spirit told me, those years you were calling him, he existed. Nobody saw him, but they were mantles you released in the air. Immediately you pushed him, he started catching all of them. That's why he's bigger. Because you started speaking even before their pregnancy manifested. The day I heard, I think it was that the Lord would have said, let me have access to these women so I can tell them you don't even need a man to become pregnant. That thing hit my head. And my medical doctor told me, Pastor Choma, the only thing that will stop a woman from having a child is death. As long as she's alive, she can have a child. So this is a little, I don't even know where to begin because there are too many. And that was how the birth of my son started the ministry. God said, you carry children in your hands. My so far, we're counting more than 1.2 million supernatural conceptions. Uncountable. I can't explain it. I go to a conference. I've never been anywhere. They didn't bring me back again. Come and see the miracle that is come. Even with, what do they call it? Family planning. One woman said, no, forget it. And I tell people, don't stand for anybody and don't let my hand touch you. Because whether you carry family planning or not, you will deliver and still come out with the family planning. It has happened several. And this is where God, we are today. God said that you carry children in your hands. Lay your hands on those who are couples who are looking for children. I will give conception. Raise me up singles. Prepare them for marriage. I will use you to make marriages what it should be. Don't forget the widows. Lead them, take them along. And today, there is no airport I will enter. And they will not come. Pastor, that's the baby. Pastor Choma, you remember the Archbishop's wife that was dragging your handkerchief? That's the child over there. Ma, it is overwhelming. I don't know where. I can't even place it. So, and then God went. Excellent fruitfulness, HIV positive turning, my genotype, AS, sickle cell, turns to AA, like, so you could see this is divinity, or it's not me, I don't have it. Even if I'm come waking up from sleep, and I lay hands, God will honor. And in the ministry, we know a date of conception. It will happen that day, and I will tell you, sleep with your husband today, show me the baby in 9 months, and it will happen. A lot of them are online because I make sure that they are on so that they will bring up their testimonies. So I don't know whether this is a little, or if you give me, if you call on one or two testimonies, I can give you 20 or 30 at a time. I don't know what to say, but on my knees to say all glory to God, because it's not of him that will it or of him that run it. It's just of God that showeth mercy. I don't deserve it, but he gave it to me. And I'm here under this blessed, elevated altar to return all the glory to this faithful God for what he is doing. Ma, there's a testimony in Houston that trended all over social media. I'm going back to Houston next month in that same meeting to be a blessing to them. In that meeting, as I was going to Atlanta was to pray for a white lady whose two kidneys had failed. And they told her she had few days to live. My sister said, let my brother's wife come. If she prays for her, two failed kidneys will bound. There was no opportunity for her to receive another kidney because she had received one before. But when I went to that church in Houston and I discovered that this is 23 years of their pastor's wife waiting for a child, I canceled my trip to Atlanta, gathered the women, and we called on God. And I told her, ma, I'm coming here next year. And you will show me that you are pregnant. She said, amen. She gave the testimony in church and said, the first time somebody brought me and prayed for me was Pastor Choma. The next year, they invited me again. And when they invited me, she didn't say a word. And then they said I should come, that we're going to a creek to pray. So when we entered the bus, I noticed the way she sat down. I noticed she put her legs up. I kept quiet. After the meeting, she took me to the room and locked the door, brought her phone and showed me a scan. I said, ma, that's you. What's the problem? She said, Pastor Choma. Won't say a word. I couldn't control the tears. My 23 years of waiting, a senior pastor's wife, and God broke. That night, before she called me, God already showed me what the problem was. So when they called me again, they now assigned, they do it anywhere I go, they will assign my protocol to be somebody who has been waiting. So they assigned this lady. And so when she wanted to give me handkerchief, I wanted to give her the one I was using on my face. And I saw myself giving her a baby. And I said it, everybody started shouting. The pastor's wife said, I knew it. I said, no, hold on. But you see this baby I gave you. I saw multiple. So add now. Let me pray. And she added and added, and she said, "Ma, three." I took her by hand. I said, "Follow me to my room." Ma, I did a live video. And I told everybody, "You see this lady, so that you will know I am sure of what God showed me. She's coming out with triplets. In 9 months, God gave her three sets of three babies, two girls and a boy." So in apostolic women, Reverend Madiba, I was ministering, 27 women came back the next day carrying their babies. So I don't know how to say thank you to God for what he is doing. And so he uses me to lift up faith in people. Ma, I didn't see any reason why I shouldn't be a mother. I didn't see any reason. Not what the doctor said, not what anybody said. As long as the word of God is in my hand, I decided to put it in my heart and I started doing the work. And so we're here today. One day I called a meeting of miracle babies. My big parlor couldn't contain them. Just one meeting. I wonder what will happen when we will invite everybody. They are too many. A woman came from Asaba and she said to me, "This is my 8 years. I have freezed my egg. This is the last option. And they said I can't produce egg anymore. Pastor Choma," I said, "You know, how can you ask me please for what I didn't ask God for? Kneel down. How many do you want?" She said, "Any number God gives her." I said, "Father, surprise this woman." My God didn't give her one. He didn't give her two. He didn't give her three. He put four in her womb. She called me and told me that her husband and the doctors are planning to shrivel some because of her age so that she can. But God did it so that she will know that there was nothing he couldn't do. And he told me categorically clear that today, being the fourth day in the fourth month in 2023, all the women who are on this platform crying unto him for the fruit of the womb, I speak into your womb whatever that has been impossible, that has been an impediment, because there is no reason whatsoever why you shouldn't. My chicken, my dogs, my goat, they conceive anyhow. Therefore, I bless that womb and I command you, be fruitful and multiply. And before the end of the year and the beginning of next year, we will experience multiple babies. This prayer is irrevocable. In the name of Jesus Christ. Amen. So the encounters are too many. Maybe if you ask me, I would come up with more, but I don't know where to begin. I don't know which way to take it from, but I can tell you that I have seen the goodness of God. I have seen God do wonders, whether in the car, in the plane, man, right in the plane, he does it. Anywhere I go, in the market, he does it. So today, being the fourth day in the fourth month, the fourth man in the fire will appear in your homes, in your families, in your wombs. Whatever that has made you shed tears of pain, today is a night. This night is a night of encounter in Jesus' name. Amen. And then looking at my time, when this miracle started happening, I didn't know how to. I was even avoiding wearing wedding rings. I was avoiding wearing wedding, but one lady called me one day. Sarah is her name. So she is a staff of Abia State University. And so she kept calling me. I was speaking somewhere because my iPad and my iPhone work together. So most times when it starts booting, it will go up. I will just use my backup on my iPhone. She was calling and I couldn't pick because I was ministering. She went to my billboard, one billboard in the center of my city. She crossed the gutter and she said, "I'm calling you. You don't want to answer me. They said my baby is too big." And I was imagining, what if she had done that to God? Maybe she would have delivered the baby right inside the gutter. And she said, "I'm calling you. I've left you with 27 missed calls." She said, "Pastor Choma, I am not exaggerating. I felt the movement. I didn't have a phone. I would have done a picture. I saw the baby moving. I saw the baby adjusting. When the baby engaged, I couldn't lift my leg anymore. I just saw myself. herself standing still. She started beckoning on people and they came. By the time they took her to the hospital, she delivered almost 4.5 kg baby girl. She said, Pastor Choma, your baby is at the school where my daughter is now. Pastor Choma, I enlarged your picture and it's right in my bedroom. And then there is this lady, her name is Oloma Obabi. She's on Facebook. This lady came to me and her husband brought her to me and said, Pastor Choma, lay your hands on my wife. I don't want her to get pregnant again. I don't want babies. I said, how many do you have? The man said, I don't have any. I said, what do you mean? He said, the first one she became pregnant, flies gathered in one corner of our parlor. My wife sighted the flies and she miscarried right there, right at that moment. The second time she got pregnant, the flies gathered again. My wife said, Pastor Choma, this is the fifth time I'm bearing five months babies. I don't want again. I want my wife to be alive. I said, okay, Mr. Obi, come. And he came. I laid hands on the wife. Father, Lord, this is the month of July. Today marks the end of baby dying in the womb. Go and conceive and have your children. He said, that's not why I'm here. I said, see me again next month. Show me the results. Next month, she became pregnant. And then I told her, I do spiritual and sentimental clinic where I speak faith. Your faith must grow. It has to be women who are looking for the fruit of the womb. And so she started coming to spiritual and sentimental. We're sharing the word of God, life testimonies, my books on all the encounters of God. If you read it, your faith will shoot up. So she was always called 5 months. The flies gathered again. Now, when the flies gathered and she saw it, you know what she said? She said, you came for your destruction. Faith had entered. God had taken over. The entrance of the one giveth light and it takes away darkness. And right there, she started seeing them. Some flew away, some dropped dead. She said, Jesus, so I have power. And then that night she had a dream and she saw my husband wearing white. And my husband said, oh, Mama, death has been swallowed up in victory. She carried that baby. My dad prophecy was given, and her date of delivery was supposed to be March, our International Women's Fire Conference every year. So she came for the first day and I made a public announcement. If you know you're pregnant, you're due. You will all deliver tomorrow. So walk home. She was looking at me. I said, what, don't allow anybody carry you. Her husband packed and then took her home, came back and collected the car. In the morning, she said, Mommy, my body is doing me somehow. I said, you will not see dew, you will not see rain, but the ditch will be filled. Carry your things and start going to Federal Medical Center. And she went there and told them she had come to deliver. The nurses said, Madam, did you hear those who are shouting in the delivery room? Those are the people in labor. When he said, you will not be talking. So they left her there. When they were done, they came back to her, told her to stand up. She said she couldn't stand. As she sat down there, she dilated 10 cm. They carried her. By the time they laid her on the stretcher, she pushed out. She's on Facebook. She pushed out a baby. Today, she has almost about 4 children. It is amazing. It is mind-blowing. And I don't know what to say. The encounters are numerous. And before I pray for people, I will share some testimonies. But maybe I can stop here. Is that okay, Ma?
Yeah, maybe like 2 or 3 more.
Okay. Okay, there's a lady. She should be online. Her name is Chioma Obogo. She came on transfer in Omaha. And so in the middle of, she became pregnant. She started attending spiritual and sentimental and she became pregnant. And so she got something like an internship at the Federal Medical Center in Omaha. So there is this patient that had been discharged, a man. But he hadn't gone. You know most of these people that they discharge and they stay back. So she saw, attended to the man. In the night, she went back home and had a dream. That man came to her dream and slept with her. She was 5 months pregnant. The second time, that same man came to her dream and slept with her. The third time, that same man came. She said, Mommy, you appeared. And you said, leave her, she goes nowhere. This third time is crucial and you're not taking her anywhere. And the man resisted and she said, I started praying. And then he left and she woke up. Her husband even asked her, is it that I don't satisfy you? Why were you willingly? I said, no, she wasn't in control. And this is where chewing the word has a role to play in your life. Man, she woke up, it was 3 a.m. He called me 3 a.m. The next day she went to FNC. They told her something happened here tonight. By 3 a.m., you know that patient over there, his male organ stood up and couldn't go down. They did everything to bend it down. He couldn't go down. They took him to the theater, trying to cut off the vein. He died. Chioma is online. Now, there is one called Enyocha. Yes, ma'am. There's one called, I don't even know which one testimony to share about her, whether it's her second baby or her third baby, but let me say the last two. I was praying for her. She was holding two baby clothes. I said, drop one. God is giving you one. And his name is Christian. She helped me. I said, that's my husband's name. I said, Jehovah. Okay, ask him if he has a boy, because she hasn't had a boy. I said, ask him if a boy comes, the name. She asked the man. The man said, what other name if not Christian? I said, congratulations. So now, I dedicate babies before conception, and I sign baby certificate. I'll give you to hang in your house. It will come to pass. Wake up every day and begin to look at the names of your children, because the devil comes making you feel bad and then taking the Spirit of God away from you. But when you begin to call those things that be not as though they were, when you begin to put on the word of God in you and hold on to what God has said, you will see that those things, what you are afraid of is also afraid of you. You just need to align well and it will work. To cut a long story short, she delivered Christian. And then the wife of the vice chancellor said, she was blessed to bless me with seven crates of eggs. I said, Jehovah, where am I going to pack all of them? I now told my PA, since Spiritual Antenatal Clinic is coming, that's why I call her name, so people will know where the egg came from. Because before they will say, Pastor Choba. So I said, boy, son, let me bless it. And they ate it. I said, mark today's date. Conception happens tonight. And your child went back and told her husband, you're treating infection, but Pastor Choma said conception happens tonight, so don't worry, I will not get it, but we'll sleep together tonight. But they slept together that night and conception happened. Obi came to me and said, mommy, doctor said I cannot have a child again, because in 5 months her womb will open and the baby will get drowned in the womb. She lost one, another one, they wrote her off. I said, what's today's date? She said, 24th November. Go and sleep with your husband. Show me the baby in August. Okay? She said, yes, ma'am. And told her husband, Pastor Choma said we should sleep tonight. The man said, I'm tired. I said, you people should do the I'm tired one. You know that one that is called I'm tired. Do it. But by all means, you're obeying scripture tonight. Man, they slept together. On the 10th of August, that baby boy arrived. And they come big. Each time I see them, I remember the revelation in 1999. Now, there is another one. She's online, Nkiru. She's my assistant. And I remember the day vividly because it was a day after my son's birthday. I saw her. She gave it again to a girl. I called her and I said, hold on. Which of you look like your mother? She said she's the one. Her mother had the first one, a girl, second a girl, third a girl, fourth a girl, fifth a girl. And then before you had two boys, I said, okay, you don't want to have seven. So now you have two girls. Today is 23rd. I'm changing them to boys by the power of that same God who called me. So you don't want to have seven. So from today, divinity will back my words because I'm an errand girl. He sent me. So conceive and give birth. My somebody that conceived by the end of June and returned with a baby boy in April. It was exactly 9 months. And after that, then we were in an all night. I said, I see another baby coming. She ran. I said, you don't need to run. You've already caught it. She conceived again by the end of June and appeared again by April. So her two children, the boys were born in April. The girls were born in November. The first girl, I told her, you're going to be pregnant. At 5 months, they will give you a false report. You're a theater manager. You're a nurse, but don't listen to them. They will give you a false report at 5 months, but don't listen. At 5 months, they said there was I've forgotten the name. They said the baby is going to be abnormal. The baby is going to be, Nkiru said, don't worry. Even though I'm a medical person, God already told me. Ma, today I have a school. That girl got the highest in common interest in my school. Which one again? Is it the IVF money that was returned in America? I told Favor, they will return IVF money. IVF, is it? Now, there are four ways you can have children. Normal, get pregnant. IVF, legal surrogacy, and adoption. God told me. A lot of people are stranded today. Don't have children because their children are growing up in the orphanage. And that is what they need to calm them down and their nerves down so that divinity will take over. What about Prisca, that the enemy came to strike her husband with spirit of madness and saw that they had started attending fellowship, that babies will come. The man woke up 2 a.m. to ease himself. My every dress on their every dirty clothes, the man started wearing, bra, pants, all of them. She waited for her husband, she didn't see. She ran out and started screaming, calling me. I said, demonic attack of madness. I return you back to wherever you're coming. Priska, wait. The miracle is by the corner. But today, Priska was called childless. Not 1 year, not two, not three, not four. It's now a mother. First one, a boy. Second one, a boy. Third one, a boy. Fourth one, a boy. She's afraid of me now. When she sees me coming, she will say, mommy, I don't want it again. They are too many, ma. Overwhelmed.
My God, what a mighty God we serve. Rewrite of change our destiny. We give the glory for this precious vessel that you have given as a gift to our generation. Please preserve her, oh God. Multiply her joy, increase her grace, and reward her in your own special way. In the name of Jesus, I bless you. Amen. What a blessing you are. Thank you. May the Lord bless you on my behalf. Thank you. Amen. So that please pray for singles. Please pray for single people. I want to pray again for everyone, a child. Some will be watching after tonight. Thank you.
Malegedele broziba liga di alazinda la boje kete legede raba librosia balia gadia lazika tila balegedege magida librozinda liga daga riaboshinda la bozika tala gada ribrozia gadia la gada gada onyemji emono onyemji anisi odubigamo berazu olilanya nkendiso ugunyiri onyoso You are the shame of Pharaoh. You are the shame of Herod. You are the shame of Nebuchadnezzar, the unchangeable changer, the I am that I am, the God of all impossibility. You are my Alpha. You are my Omega, my Hallelujah, my Amen. You are my Counselor, my Governor, the King of Kings, the Lord of Lords, the Ancient of Days, the Lily of the Valley, the Rose of Sharon, the Rock of Gibraltar, dependable reality. Rabazia Gadia, but at the same time to favor Zion has come, and it is tonight. Rabasika Fila Gada Gada, you've been doing it via online. The same time to liberate your children, it is now. You told me that today is going to be an epoch making day. You said today the fourth man in the fire shall appear. Rabazinda Lagada, I lift up every single lady, Rabashi Brozika Tilagada, looking unto you for marriage. Ale Brozika Talagada, whatsoever that tampered with your favor, tonight it is restored. He that findeth a wife, findeth a good faith, and obtaineth favor from the Lord. Rabazia Gadia Lagada, Father, you ordered the footstep of Rebecca. She was at the right place at the right time. You gave her the favor that every single lady desires. I pray that all the single ladies who are here, even the single men, will be at the right place at the right time, and they will display the right attitude. And I pray that Eliezer, I pray that Isaac shall locate them. Every power of evil from wherever it is coming from, today we cut off disappointment, we cut off stagnation, we cut off near success syndrome. It will never be for them anymore. I release them to that marriage that they've been dreaming of. It will happen. I break the bonds of wickedness surrounding them in the name of Jesus Christ. And Lord God Almighty, all the women, all the men who desire the fruit of the womb, oh, today is going to be a day that you will never forget. Today will be a day you will never, you will see the fourth man in the fire. He will appear just like he did in the womb of Agatha. The fourth man in the fire. He will appear in your womb. He will appear in your bedroom. He will appear in your compound. I release you from waiting. Waiting is over. Waiting is over. You will see miracle conceptions will begin to happen from today. Waiting is over in the name of Jesus. And all the women who want to catch fire, those who are struggling with their faith, that have made this encounter tonight boost up the faith of your children, and let there be testimonies upon testimonies. May today remain a memorable day because of the testimony encounters in the lives of your children, in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen.
Amen. Hallelujah. Thank
Amen.
You.
Amen.
The Lord shall preserve you in Jesus. Thank
Amen.
You. If people Amen. Want to contact you, please tell us, how can they contact you? Your social media box, you know, handles and everything.
Okay. My Instagram, Pastor Choma Ibezim, PhD, or small letter. Because a lot of times you see some Pastor Choma, it's not me. When you see my page, it's about maybe 11.2 or 11.3K. That's how you know it. Then on Facebook is Pastor Choma Ibezim at Singles and Married International Fellowship. I think it's about 245,000 followers. And then if you want to reach me, you can call this number 08037972659.
Thank you so much. What are the programs you have? You have your conferences. Please announce them.
Okay, thank you, ma. Thank you for the opportunity. I have a conference coming up in Abuja on the 30th of April. That's the last Sunday in Abuja. That is at the Pilgrims Event Center in Wuse Zone 5, beside PDP office and ShopRite. That's on Sunday 30th by 2 p.m. for those in Abuja. And then I will also be in Enugu first week and second week. I'll be having my meeting in Enugu by the second week in May. And then by the end of second week in May, I will be in America. I'm speaking in that same church again. I go there almost every year in Houston, the King's Palace, Houston. I'll be there. Once the flyer is out, I'll post it on my page, and they will see it. Thank you, Mommy.
Bless you. God bless Dr. Nkechien. And thank you so much. This family is a beautiful family. We thank God for you. And hey, Pastor Chioma, I'm going to bring you. This is going to be a marathon and not a sprint. There are so many people that need the grace that you carry. We need to understand. Whatever is the sword of Elisha will not escape this of, you know, Jahai, what's his name? You carry a grace, and it's only a fool that we argue with this. I thank God for you to bring you back by the grace of God, so that more people will be blessed. God bless my son, Donkechi. Thank you so very much. Thank you.
I want the opportunity to celebrate NHM. Ma, she is rare. She is unique. She loves you like it. And the first day I spoke to you, when you laughed, I say, hey, that looks like the way NHM laughs. I was, and it's through her conference, when I saw you were coming, I was following up. I wanted to know whether you're going to be on that flight. As I was start kneeling down in the plane, I would just come and say, I was start saying, God bless you, ma. You have blessed my life. I just want you to help me thank NHN. Honestly, when I reached out to her, I don't even know how to say it. She's such a blessing. to the kingdom of God. May God honor her. Amen. May God honor her.
Amen. God bless her, my treasured queen. The Lord bless. Yes. This is Pastor's number that I pinned. And then I'm going, this is going to be on my Instagram page for some days. And then I'll move it to my YouTube channel. So please, hey, go tell anointing too real and too raw. Go tell everyone to please connect with this beautiful prophetess. God bless you again. Thank you. My global everybody. Take night and then next week see you again. God bless you. Your husband and the children.
I will. Thank you, mommy. Amen.